When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Are you ready? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What?
The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
This is my job.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I do this show. I watch college football. I still have a Heisman vote. You don't see me pointed out as, who's this clown that voted for Tommy Dorsey?
Yeah.
By the way, Tommy Dorsey, a great musician back in the day.
I hear you loud and clear.
Jeff Lutz.
Oh, yeah. He's a band leader, you idiot. And you are an idiot.
Really funny. Really funny.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Thanks to Old Time GP, we don't want to give away his identity, on Twitter, a guy who is very averse on Garden Plain Athletics history, maybe more than that for all I know, but cleared it up. It wasn't 75. It was 76.
It was.
And the game was won on a point after, in which the Beloit kicker made the first kick, but it was nullified because of an offside penalty on Garden Plain. That makes no sense.
No, that makes
no
sense.
So the Beloit coach, Clayton Williams, after the game, told me exclusively that he disagreed with that rule. Well, and even though they made the next kick, although it was nicked by a Garden Plain defender, can you imagine if they hadn't made that one?
Crazy. Yeah, I'm going to have to that's going to be an interesting point in my Friday Five now. I'm going to have to start looking for some of the history. I have not thought to do that, which is weird because I go back to the old newspapers all the time when I'm doing On This Day. So now I'm going to have to go back and see if these teams have played
a long time ago. You don't want to do that on every game.
No, but this one's kind of interesting because they only played – in the 70s, or maybe one.
Well, I knew it was Beloit Garden Plain, but I guess, 75, I don't know what game I was covering that day in 75, but it wasn't this one. But it was a state title game the next year.
And it was played in Garden Plain, which is something else they don't do anymore.
Yeah. I remember one time covering a game, a state championship game that was played on a Friday night, for whatever reason, up in northeastern Kansas, in the Kansas City area, and covering that game. And then the next day, somebody played at Liberal, Bishop Carroll, I think, in a state championship game on a Saturday afternoon, and I was able to hitch a ride on an airplane.
An airplane?
Out to Liberal. And I had written something that offended the Liberal people. And there were signs and people jeering me. It was
how did they know who you were?
Well, I covered the state in those days.
Yeah, but it's not like you're going out to Liberal a whole bunch.
In those days, everybody the Eagle went everywhere. In those days, including Liberal.
I get it.
So it was a much different time. But they knew who I was. I mean, not to make this is going to sound bad, but because I covered high school sports and we distributed the paper throughout the state of Kansas, pretty much everybody knew who I was. Cared about high school
sports. Your picture was in the paper, I guess, occasionally.
Well, yeah, of course. You don't think that added to the subscriptions?
What did you? No, it didn't.
The only reason my picture was in the paper. The publisher came to me one day and said, "Hey, Bob, you're a good-looking guy. Do you mind if we put that picture in the paper? We think it can increase sales."
No wonder the paper went bankrupt.
And I said, go for it. Why don't you ever play along?
It's not as fun to play along.
Trying to think of the next thing.
Try again.
A way to detract from what I say. I don't get it.
Try again. Try another one.
Anyway, old school garden playing guy who I'm communicating with as we speak is a young guy. Says he's 34. He said he collects all garden playing game film. And he's got a name that everybody in garden playing would recognize, and I'm not going to give it away because he doesn't want me to. But
are you sure? Did you ask?
Yeah. But that's the kind of stuff I love. I love the people who really get into the history of their respective school or team. And that's gold when you got a guy like that. Garden playing, you're fortunate.
Yeah, there's no
point. You got a great history to talk about, and I like that. I like that a lot.
There's no point in doing it if you're not going to go all the way and get all the game film and all the stories. Good for him.
Maybe he says his grandpa played at football in the 40s at Garden Plain. Well, this story just gets better and better.
It does. And like you said, a name that people would recognize.
Well, I love it. This is why we talk about high school sports on this show, because in my opinion, from years of doing this, it's interesting.
It is interesting.
Now we're gonna talk a little KU basketball because they had a big one against North Carolina. Now they have the Hall of what's this called? I can never remember what this is called.
I don't know.
Duke plays the sport Kentucky. Team, kind of not round robin. They only play one game. So KU plays Michigan State tonight, and then you'll have Kentucky Duke in the nightcap. Where are these games tonight?
They're in New York, aren't they? They used to be in Chicago.
They move them every year.
Now they're
Jeff.
In New York.
They it could be in Indianapolis.
No, they haven't moved them. It's not like they have 35 different sites.
They move them every year.
It's in Atlanta.
Right. That's my point. I get so tired of arguing with you on the most trivial of things.
You can't tell me they weren't in Chicago for a long
time.
They
were. They played it in New York. They played it in Indianapolis. They switched that up. They never switch up the four teams. Champions Classic.
Sounds right to me.
But Kansas and
Michigan State's still in it for some reason.
Michigan State's good.
I know, they got two championships, but come on. They haven't done anything of relevance in this century.
Oh, my God. What nonsense.
I'm just telling you.
What utter...
Win a title, Tom.
What utter nonsense.
Is he the Mike... He does have a title, so I can't call him the Mike Gundy of college basketball, but at some point, you know, you gotta cash in on one of these. You got to break through. But it's not happening for him.
Well, they've won their first two games against future Shocker opponent Monmouth. They won by 24. And against Niagara, they won by 36. So, Tom Thurber, the Michigan State fan that we know, will be paying attention.
I'm sure he will.
I'll go home tonight. I made something last night that I love. Can't get my wife because she doesn't like black beans. So I found this recipe online. It involves corn, black beans, rotel, chicken, canned chicken,
ugh,
and chicken taco mix, and you just put it all together. And
don't get canned chicken. Just cook some chicken, man.
It calls for canned chicken.
Really?
And the canned chicken we get is very good.
It's not.
It is. And I really like it.
You know what's better than canned chicken? Fresh chicken.
You don't make chicken.
Of course I do.
No, you don't. You've never put your hands on a chicken in your life.
That's true, but I've cooked chicken.
So you go get chicken.
Yeah, we have chicken all the time. You know I've cooked chicken before.
I've never seen you cook chicken in my life.
I brought you chicken.
You bring me. I bring you. Try to wrap your head around the English language.
I bring you chicken in the past.
You can't say I bring you chicken.
I bring you chicken in the
past.
That's
the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, get over it.
I brought you chicken.
Yeah, sure. I sure have. And I'm good at cooking chicken. It's very good.
Well, what I made, I like.
Steak, I'm okay. Not great. Pork, pretty good.
You know, we're thinking about getting a new room put on.
What does that mean?
Which you love. You know what I'm talking about.
Outdoors?
Our screened-in porch, we're thinking about making that a little more permanent, right?
Sure.
So that we can be out in that room more often. Right,
make it a little climate controlled.
Right. As it stands right now, we don't get out there very much.
Too cold.
But we might also add a little area where we could put a grill.
For who?
For me.
Come on, man. We got a free grill several years ago. A nice one.
Yeah, I didn't have anywhere to put it.
$800 grill. You gave it away.
I didn't have anywhere to put it.
You could put it anywhere.
I didn't have a place.
You can go grill in your garage or
I don't have a place for it. Now I have a place, maybe.
You had a place. You had that enclosed that you could move it around where you want.
No, you can't do that with a roof over it. It'll smoke.
I'm saying
up
you
the
could
roof.
At least you could store it there. You could move it around to where you wanted to cook from.
Well, I can't. There's nowhere to cook.
People cook in their driveway all the time.
No, we don't. No, no, not in Kansas.
Yeah, in
you
Kansas.
You might see that in Mississippi.
No.
No one cooks in their driveway.
Of course they do.
I've never been driving down the road, looked over and seen, hey, we got vittles. No.
I don't know what that means.
Vittles.
Why are you yelling?
Because you're making me mad.
Of course people grill in their driveway.
Do you not know what vittles are?
No, I don't.
Did you ever watch the Beverly Hillbillies?
Just part of the first episode. We've talked about this.
Really? That's
yeah.
all you watch?
Yeah, I was going to start watching it and then just didn't.
What made you stop?
Nothing. Just
you didn't find it funny?
No, I thought it was good.
Well, then why'd you stop?
No reason. Just started watching the first episode. Didn't have time to continue, and then did not continue after that.
Well, I just would say that in Wichita, I've never seen anybody cooking in their driveway.
Uh-oh, dude is mad.
What's he mad about?
He's mad that you gave away your grill.
Well, too bad. I didn't know dude at the time.
He's told you said he could have it for $350. Is that true?
I don't remember that. No. I might have gotten a better price.
Of zero?
Chris Davis ultimately got that grill.
Right, for nothing.
I think he gave me $400.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You gave it to him and
no,
you know
I
it.
No, I didn't.
What a how
of course
cheap.
I didn't give it to him.
Unbelievable. You get a free grill and you sell it? You should give me $400. Yes, it was.
I'm going to get top dollar.
Unbelievable. That's gross.
Really?
Did you pay taxes on it?
Sure.
No, you didn't. That was such an under-the-table deal.
Well, I appreciate it. Whoever arranged for that.
Traeger.
Well, good for them, Traeger. Whatever.
Why don't we get free stuff anymore?
Why don't we don't earn it? We're not there yet.
We'll keep working at it. I was told, we'd start doing endorsements, and then that never happened. So what are you gonna do?
We get 9 years in, we're still paying our dues.
And if Tommy Caster's listening, that is a finger pointed toward you. What happened?
By the time I'm 75 or 80, I figure we'll get some good stuff.
I sure hope so.
I mean, I'm on this show every day. I'm battling out.
Got a
here.
Good game for you coming up too.
I'm doing the best I can, and if that's not good enough, then I'll wear it.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about
we're 10 years in. I think
rewarded.
We're doing fine.
I got a free grill and a free pillow. That's
I still have my pillow.
It.
How much you sell your pillow for?
I still use it.
Absolute. Just
yeah, I've been looking for the perfect pillow for 70 years. I still have.
I think I have one.
No, you do?
I think so.
You love your pillow?
I do.
I've never loved my pillow.
I only use one pillow now.
Is
I used
it
to
that
use...
pillow we got for free?
No. But I still keep those around.
Well, what kind of pillow is it?
I don't know.
Well, look it up and send it to
something
me.
Something I think my mother-in-law gave Shannon or me. And
well,
it just,
can you look into that?
And it just
that?
Sat in the closet forever, and I'll give it a shot.
Can you look into that?
I'll try.
I'd like that. I'd like to try that. I have in the neighborhood of 50 pillows.
You need one of those smart pillows.
No.
One of those that conform to your head. That's what this one does. It's beautiful.
I've had smart pillows. I've had dumb pillows.
Is that
pillows.
What they're called? Smart
I've
pillows?
I've had all kinds of pillows. Nothing really works. I had high hopes for these other pillows. They haven't done the trick for me. So I got this one pillow that really puffs up, and I kind of like it, but it's more valuable to me to caress that pillow at night.
Why do you want a puffed-up pillow to caress?
Well, I caress it.
Why?
I put my arms around it.
Yeah, I understand, but you don't want to do that with a thick pillow.
Oh, I love it.
You want a thin pillow so you can squeeze
it. No, I want
the thick
that.
One, you just, yeah, it's,
I want
it
that,
presses against
I
you.
I want that thick one to caress.
No, that's a bad move.
That's a very satisfying. If
I can't. I can't imagine. Sounds terrible.
I think you go home after a lot of these shows and think to yourself, "Why am I doing a show with my dad?"
That never happens.
I think it does.
No, it
if
does.
You were being completely honest,
mm-mm.
Because I wouldn't have enjoyed my dad talking about a pillow he caresses.
You think I would have
wondered had he lost his mind. My dad, in a million years, wouldn't have talked to me about caressing a pillow.
You know what I do a lot
of
nights?
You understand that?
Yeah, whatever.
Pay attention to me. I don't like it when you just ignore what I say.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
I have many answers to that.
So what I'm saying...
I get what you're saying. What
my
I like...
dad... what?
What I like to do is...
Would my dad approve?
I think he would. I lay out the pillow next to me, and Nettie sleeps on it. It's her little bed, I call
Tinker,
it.
Tinker, I'm Tinker.
Love Tinker.
Misty won't sleep on a pillow, and here's what she does. Takes my wife a little time to get ready for bed, so Misty lays in the bed with me and then stays with me every night until about 1:30 or 2 a.m. And like clockwork, that's when she gets down and Debbie sleeps in a recliner to help her with her neck and back pain. And she goes down and sleeps with Debbie.
Very
every
sweet.
Night, every night. It's this dog has an internal clock that is amazing.
Yeah, a lot of animals have
between
that.
8:30 and 9 every night, she gets up. She goes and sits in front of my wife, demanding yogurt.
Really?
Yes.
What flavor?
Vanilla.
Well, as we should all be able to demand yogurt.
It's.
I'm going to try that with my wife tonight. Just sit by her and say, yogurt.
More from old garden plane guy. Not old this guy, but historical garden plane guy. His grandpa was offered to play at Wichita State in 1944, turned it down to work on the farm.
How about that?
This guy's becoming a story in and of itself.
A little bit.
Pretty amazing.
I think he's maybe, you know.
What are you and
we're
Duda
giving him an inch, he's
about?
Taking a mile.
I didn't give it away. And
but still. The fact that you sold is even worse. Here's Brian Rader. I cook in my driveway. You have witnessed it firsthand. And I have.
My friend Chris Wendt says Costco sells pulled rotisserie chicken in bulk. It works great for casseroles like you described.
Yeah, that'd be better than canned.
Well, I'll look into it.
Canned is upsetting to a lot of people.
I like this canned chicken.
Yeah, but that's upsetting to a lot of people.
Not really.
And you've upset a lot of people.
Not really. If it's good enough for my dog, it's good enough for me.
Okay, well, I want to see you eat dog food.
I'll get
then.
Down there and eat with her.
Please do.
You know what? Tonight, as she's eating her, we've made a dish for her. We include some dog food. But it's a dish that consists of canned chicken, Vienna sausage, and rice.
Awful.
She loves it.
Yeah, she does.
Duda, go do what you do.
Can we get to the game?
The show. We'll take a break. I'm blocking Duda.
No, you're not.
We'll take a break.
You owe him.
The Bob and Jeff Show, KFH.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on the
week. It is Max.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right, Jeff has a game for us. I'll compete with Max.
Max is playing.
Against Max, I am 37-0.
You'll probably win this one too, but it might be a little
bit. You never know. Max is a due.
I've got 26 of these, so you're going to pick a number between 1 and 26.
Did you ask Max if he even wants to play?
Don't care. You're both going to pick a number between 1 and 26, going back and forth. I'm going to give you the origin of a professional sports team name. You're going to tell me what team I'm talking about. If you get it without me telling you what sport, you get 2. If I have to tell you the sport, you get 1. If you don't get it, the other person can steal.
Max, would you like to go first?
Sure, why not?
All right, pick a number between 1 and 26.
I'll take number 1.
All right, this team was named after a poem by Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay.
The Baltimore Ravens football.
That is correct.
So easy.
That one was easy. Hey.
I mean, what kind of nonsense is this?
That one was easy.
Then what's his next question?
You're next.
What?
It's your turn.
He gets 2 points for that?
Yes, of course he does. He didn't have to be told the sport.
Well, I know you probably made number 2 hard because number 1 was such an easy one. Number 10.
Number 10. This one is hard, but if you think about it, you might get it. This is the first team with corporate sponsorship.
You got to be kidding me.
Okay.
The first team with corporate sponsorship.
Yeah. It's tough, but if you really think about it.
Well, I don't have time to really think about it.
Well, go through the Rolodex.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Not a bad guess, but that's incorrect. It is in the NFL.
Max gets a shot?
No, you get a shot now to guess it after I've told you what sport it is.
Well, this is just almost impossible to think about it.
It either is or it isn't. Do you have a guess?
Give me a second.
5 seconds.
The Green Bay Packers.
That's correct. They were sponsored by a packing company. Max, a number between 1 and 26, please.
12.
This team was named after the 1967 World's Fair. Five seconds.
Houston Astros.
Not a bad guess, but it's incorrect. It is.
Wait, don't I get a chance?
No, he gets after I tell him it's a baseball team. He gets a chance to guess.
Expos.
That's correct.
Ah, so easy.
3-1 after.
Number three.
This was an emblem of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's an aspect of his New Deal program. It was an emblem of a New Deal program by FDR.
When you mention that, Jeff, all I can think of is Wedding Crashers and Grandma.
76ers.
Incorrect. It's an NFL team.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it could be anybody.
Good.
Almost impossible to think about.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I'm trying to think. 49ers.
Incorrect. Max, would you like to guess?
Well, it has to be one of the original ones. So, I would say the Steelers.
That's incorrect. It's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Should have gotten that, man.
Eagles are emblems. Max, 1 and 26.
18.
18. This team name honored its franchise's first coach.
Cleveland Browns.
That's correct.
I mean, God, this is not right.
It is what it is.
This is you've got some of these that are just layups, and I get the ones that are impossible.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Get a better one. They're not all easy, and they're not all difficult.
That's like yelling at the guy that picked the right lottery numbers in a quick pick, Bob.
Well, I mean, Max, shut up. You're getting preferential treatment. 15.
This team was named because of its city's burning during the Civil War.
Golly, man.
5 seconds.
Don't, if you ever say 5 seconds to me again.
4 seconds.
I don't know.
It's an NHL team.
An NHL team?
Yes.
Oh, easy.
I don't know NHL. What continent?
Remember, it's the city's burning during the Civil War.
Yeah, and
Five seconds.
You're making me look like a fool.
They're in North America.
Try to help
You're making
them,
me
Jeff.
Look like a fool. Shut up, Max.
Max.
The Atlanta Flames, who became Calgary, and then the Atlanta.
Yeah, I was going to say Atlanta.
Yeah, that's correct. Max, you're up.
What slam dunk do you have for Max next?
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
I'll take 21.
21. This was in their team name was inspired by a classic hymn recorded by Louis Armstrong.
Oh my God.
Classic hymn.
5 seconds.
Utah Jazz.
Incorrect. It's an NFL team.
NFL team.
Five.
And NFL or NHL?
NFL. 4 seconds.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Would you like to
Patriots.
Guess? Incorrect. It's the New Orleans Saints.
Doggone it.
The Saints
when
go
the
marching
Saints
in.
Go marching in.
Yes, that's correct.
You know what? My turn. Let's go.
Yeah, what do you?
I'm so perturbed right now. I can't see straight.
And remember, these don't always have. These are mostly, but don't have to necessarily be teams that still exist.
Number 26.
Number 26. It's a named after a livestock and horse show in the area, in the city.
Broncos.
Incorrect. It's a Major League Baseball team.
A livestock and horse show.
Yes.
And it's a Major League Baseball team.
Yes, that's correct.
Rangers.
That's incorrect. Max, would you like to take a guess?
Sure. Baseball.
5 seconds.
Can't think of any.
It's the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that Royals. Yeah, okay.
Max, you're up.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, though.
It's still 6-1. Seven. This team was named for its rich harness racing history.
Oh, my gosh.
And a lead car.
Say that again?
It was named for its rich harness racing history.
Hmm.
5 seconds.
Harness racing history.
Come on.
I don't know.
NBA.
Can't think of any NBA. I don't know.
Would you like to guess?
If you do that buzzer sound again, I'm going to knock
like
you
it?
Down.
I should have a buzzer.
Would you like to guess?
Harness racing history.
Yeah.
And lead car, Pacers. Yeah,
that's correct. There you go. You're back on the board. Pick a number.
Five.
Five. This team chose its name because it wanted to align with the stadium's summer tenants.
The what?
It wanted to align with the stadium's summer tenants.
Cardinals.
Not a bad guess, but incorrect. It's an NFL team.
Well, that's what I... Are they both NFL teams?
No. This is an NFL team that wanted to align with its summer tenants.
An NFL team?
Yes. 5 seconds.
Well, hold on.
All right.
Give me a second, man. Golly. I don't like any of this game.
It's the Chicago Bears.
You didn't give Max a chance.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. Did you know that, Max? Be honest.
I would have thought the Giants.
Okay. Your turn. I was hoping some would get some of these right. This is falling.
This was the hardest game ever.
Max, you're up.
16.
16. This team was named because its first owner was named Tex.
Oh, my God. Really?
Tex. Five seconds.
So easy.
Dallas Cowboys.
Incorrect.
What?
I don't know.
That's incorrect. It's an NHL team.
NHL team. I should know that, but I... Tex.
5 seconds.
Los Angeles Kings. I don't.
Incorrect. Would you like to guess?
Tex.
Yeah.
The only Tex I know of that ever owned a team was Tex Schramm, right? Tex. Dallas Stars.
You're in the ballpark. There goes Texas Rangers. The New York Rangers.
What?
They're the New York Rangers.
That doesn't even make any sense.
There goes Texas Rangers. Texas, not Texas. Texas
Max,
Rangers.
Max, do you understand any of that?
I understand it, but I had no idea who originally owned the Rangers.
Number 20.
This team was named for its state Scandinavian culture.
What? Oh, the Quebec Nordiques.
Incorrect. This is an NFL team.
Minnesota Vikings.
There you go. Surprised he didn't get that right out of the chute. Max, back to you.
Number nine.
They were named there because of their previous state. It was their most notable geographic feature.
They were named because it was the most geographic.
He said something about their previous state.
Their previous location.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
That is correct.
Well, why not just give it to him?
Well,
why not text him the answer?
I mean, I actually did. You're up.
This was the last one.
It is? I love this game.
This is a lot of work. You got to give Jeff credit. This is a lot of work he put into this. Come on now.
I mean, I appreciate right the work. 25.
It's an offshoot of baseball's first team. It's an offshoot of that.
An offshoot.
Yeah.
Of baseball's first team.
Yeah.
An offshoot.
Yeah, an offshoot. Kind of paying homage to that team.
The Dodgers.
Incorrect. It is a Major League Baseball team, however.
The Yankees.
No, the first team was?
I don't know.
The Red Stockings. We're talking about the Red Sox.
All right. On that note.
But didn't Cincinnati have a team, the Cincinnati Red Stockings, at one time?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then now the Boston Red Sox paid homage to that. They weren't at the Boston Red Stockings.
No.
They were the Red Sox.
That's the most contrived fix game I've ever
heard. How about this one? 19th century mining boom.
Well, I don't know.
The Denver Nuggets.
All right.
How about this one? Their uniforms were similar to Princeton.
Similar to Princeton?
Yeah.
The Pirates.
The Detroit Tigers.
I saw that Jerry Faust passed away at the age of 89. One of the iconic high school coaches of all time at Moeller High School in Cincinnati, where he accumulated a 178-23-2 record. So good that Notre Dame hired him.
Crazy.
Out of the high school ranks in 1981. He lasted only 5 years with the Irish, 30-26-1. Then he went to Akron, where he was 43-53-3. So the college game didn't work as well, but Jerry Faust was an incredible high school coach. His last 6 years at Moeller, he lost one game.
That's the high school of Ken Griffey Jr.
Well, it's a legendary, at the time, a legendary high school football program. May still be, for all I know, but
might be.
One loss in 6 years?
Hard to do.
And Notre Dame said, you know, we've tried some things here. Let's go for it. And at the time,
probably not fair to him or them.
At the time, my thinking was, good. Give it a shot.
Yeah, that's not ever going to work, though.
Oh, well, who are you to say that?
I'm me.
Give me your credentials.
You think Randy Dreiling could go coach USC?
Well, I don't know. Not now. He's an older guy. Jerry Faust, 44 years
okay,
ago.
Well, maybe Brandon Clark could go coach.
Well, I think
Oklahoma.
I wouldn't put anything past Brandon Clark.
Maybe Brandon Clark can go coach Oklahoma. It's possible.
Why are you doing that?
I'm saying
why?
Why what?
Why? Why are you going there? Why are you bringing our friends into this? Why are you making it personal for me?
How am I making it personal?
Because if I say no, I don't think Brandon Clark would succeed at Oklahoma, then you put me in a tough spot.
I'm putting things in perspective. I'm making it.
But why include our friends?
I didn't know Jerry Faust.
Why not just go Coach X?
I didn't know Jerry Faust. I don't know if he had the credentials to coach at Notre Dame. Here's a guy I do know. Here's a way I can think about that. Here's how I can put that in perspective.
If you can coach, can't you coach?
Weren't you a writer?
I mean, the difference would be recruiting.
No, it's a completely
different
game.
You can coach.
That's not true.
I remember when Eddie Creewell went to Wichita State, and it didn't go well. But I didn't have anything against that hiring.
So my
they only gave him 1 year.
So my bitty basketball coach, Michael Biggs, who let us
could have been fantastic.
Could coach, right? Could coach. Led us to a lot of wins. Let's sign him up to the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Now you're bringing another friend of ours into it.
Why don't we ever hear from Mike Biggs?
And while you do that, you end up kind of ridiculing them. You kind of belittle them.
Mike Biggs takes it as an insult that he couldn't coach the Bulls.
You kind of belittle them.
Yeah, that's what you think. You're afraid. Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid of anything.
Don't be afraid of criticism.
I don't belittle people.
Don't be afraid of the truth.
I don't belittle people.
I'm not belittling anybody.
My friends.
I didn't belittle anybody.
I'm a loyalist.
In fact, if I was Brandon Clark, I'd be honored that I was being talked about in those terms.
We'll talk. We'll see what Brandon thinks.
Fine. Call him up.
I'll get him on the show.
If you don't, I will.
I think there's no doubt he would respond better to me.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think that's the truth.
That yes would look a lot different on your iPhone screen.
I don't think there's any doubt about it.
No, absolutely not.
Tomorrow on the show, we'll have Andover Central coach Derek Tuttle. We'll talk about their game upcoming with Wellington. I'm fascinated by that game.
It's a big one.
I think it's extremely interesting. And Andover Central looks like the real deal. And not that Wellington isn't. I'd make that about a 7.5-point game if I was. Can we do that?
I think Wellington
will theorize on a line.
You probably shouldn't.
But can I?
You can do whatever you want. You're kind of belittling Wellington, if I'm being honest.
I would never belittle
That's
Wellington.
That's what it sounds like you're doing.
By the
doing.
Way, I spoke at the Lions Club in Wellington last week.
How'd that go?
Very well. Or 2 weeks ago. Sometime.
I'm not going to make the...
Have you done any Lions Club speaking lately?
I'm not going to make the obvious joke.
Have you done any Lions Club speaking lately?
Mm-mm.
All right, right.
Let's get off the air before I really offend some people.
What are you going to... they're old people. good. You got to go talk to old people. And they weren't all old people.
No, of course not.
They weren't.
You spoke to them, and then you spoke at their funerals a few days later. Is that wrong? Was that bad? What? Oh, you made me say it. You made me do it.
Where's the fool alert?
That was on you.
Where's
our drop from yesterday that I was promised?
He played it.
What? Oh, that?
Yeah.
Really? That was the drop he chose?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, good job, Max. It was pretty good. Pretty good drop.
Don't be like that.
I'll try not to.
No, really. Why do you make fun of older people? I'm old.
I know. Not that old.
Why?
You're not that old.
I mean, people who are my age have lived through it.
Of course.
And have done far more for our society than you clowns mopping along at 40, wishing you had better jobs.
And to the Wellington Lions Club, you people are fantastic.
That's disingenuous.
That was just a joke to tweak.
That meant nothing.
My co-host.
That meant nothing. We'll be back here tomorrow.
I'm going to start a rival organization called the Tigers Club. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Good night, everyone.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.